You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast show where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Welcome back. It is great to have you. Thank you so much for listening in, for watching, for taking part in this journey with me. There's something pretty important that I want to discuss today. And as you could tell from the title, why do men need women anyway? Like why do they even need them? And I wanted to talk about this because I got a comment on a video, and this is a very good comment. And I want to, for the record, say that I really appreciate it when people take the time to leave comments, when they choose to ask questions, when they choose to give a different perspective, whatever it is. I really appreciate the time that people take to interact with me on the channel like this. So I'm going to keep this commenter anonymous, but I do want to say thank you for leaving this if this person sees this. And I appreciate the interaction, and I appreciate you sharing your opinion. And I just wanted to read it, and I want to kind of react to it and talk about what I think about it, okay? Now, before I get into this too much, I just need to reaffirm what the whole goal is here. The goal is to become truly alpha. That's what this channel is based on. That's what my goal in life is. And I'm going to read you my goal statement real quick. This is my personal goal statement. In fact, you can find this on my website, joshuasegafis.com. I also blog there. My mission, my goal in life is to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. And this channel is basically designed to do two things. Number one, I want to document my journey, and I want to share how I'm doing that, because I do plan to accomplish all of those things. I've already accomplished some of them. I plan to accomplish all of them. And secondly, I want to pursue my purpose and mission in life, which is to help other people accomplish this mission as well. I want to help other people become all of these things. I want to help other people become ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leaders with amazing dating lives and tribes in their own right. Okay. So that's the mission. That's the purpose here. And everything I write on my blog, joshuasegafis.com, everything on my podcast, and everything here on my YouTube channel is based on this. This is the mission. This is what I want to accomplish. And this is why I talk about this stuff and why this stuff is important. And the relationships between men and women are crucial to this. This fits into the dating part of things. And this also fits into the paradigm between the masculine and the feminine, which I happen to enjoy talking about and I believe is very important. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and read this comment to you. And this might be relevant, but this was basically left on a video where I was talking about what women want in men. And the purpose of the video is kind of to help men understand what women are actually looking for on the dating marketplace. Okay. So here's what the comment said. I don't pursue or chase women. And after watching this, I'm going to continue not to. What's the point if so much is needed from and or expected from men? If we level ourselves up in such significant ways without a woman in our corner, then what do we need women for? What could they offer at that point, especially since they are so disloyal and would drop a man so easily? Okay, so very good, well put, well thought out comment here, very well worded, well spoken, okay? And I want to give respect to the commenter for this. And there are some elements of this that I want to address because I believe them to be important, okay? I don't know. I can't read the commenter's mind. This is all the information I have. So I'm not going to try to like assume that they meant anything specific by this. I'm just going to take it at face value and react to it and tell you what I think about it, okay? So first of all, I don't pursue or chase women. This is good, not to chase women. As men, it's always in our best interest to make our purpose in life the focus, not women. Women do not want to be the mission for men. Women want to join men on an amazing adventure, okay? They want to find a man who has a purpose and they want to walk beside him. This is what I have found to be true, and this is what I believe to be true. Women, comment. Let me know if I'm correct in that or not. I believe, though, that most women would agree. They don't want a man to make them the mission. They want to join a man on a high-value alpha mission of his own. Women can have missions too, by the way. And then you walk together to accomplish your own missions, right? What's the point if so much is needed from and or expected from men? If we level ourselves up in such significant ways without a woman in our corner, then what do we need women for? Okay, so this speaks to the dichotomy between how the masculine and the feminine perceives and holds value on the dating marketplace, okay? Women derive their value from primarily, and to begin with especially, from the vital reproductive tools that they house within their bodies, okay? I'm not saying that this is the truth every day in practice. I'm saying that this is where the instincts come from, okay? A lot of people will notice that it's much easier for women to get laid than it is for men to get laid, okay? Men are kind of always pursuing sex, and for women, it's kind of easy. They just kind of choose whatever guy they want, and he will probably sleep with her. This is perceived by men to be very confusing and kind of unfair sometimes. But the truth of the matter is that the reason for why this is because of the way value is arranged between men and women. And men and women hold value in different places. For women, the ability to create offspring, to carry them to term and to give birth is a powerful evolutionary tool and resource. Therefore, as men, we were instinctually hardwired through evolution to be attracted to women who gave off the proper beauty and fertility cues, and to just almost in a frenzy pursue access to her sexual reproductive faculties, okay? This drives us crazy as men. We spend our lives to a degree pursuing access to a woman's sexuality, okay? And we perceive this as being a very beautiful, almost mystical type thing. And the truth is that just in a nuts and bolts discussion, there's a lot of value to be found. Like, women carry an incredible amount of power in the ability to create offspring, okay? This is something men cannot do on their own, right? Now, there could be an argument made for like growing test tube babies or whatever, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about how humans evolved to interact with one another. So, rightly so, men desire women very highly, okay? This is very natural and there's nothing wrong with it. With that being said, it's important for men to understand that even though women are valued just for being women, and that's what that is. Women are valued just for being women, okay? Women don't really need to do anything else to be seen as valuable or to be desired. If a woman is beautiful and she gives off fertility cues and she's a woman, right? She's probably going to have a certain number of men who want to get with her all the time just by virtue of her being a woman. A lot of men see this as being unfair, but it's not unfair. This is the way of things. This is the balance of nature. Women are valuable because they carry valuable equipment, and men perceive them as such because we've been hardwired to do so. That's not to say that a woman's value is completely relegated to her ability to create children. That's not what I'm saying at all. Women can do all kinds of things. Especially in modern times, women can create their own financial fortune. They can grow businesses. They can lead revolutions, right? That's not what I'm trying to say. And it's very important to clarify the difference between what's actually happening in conscious thought and action and what the instincts are. I'm talking about the instincts, okay? Instinctually, men are driven into a frenzy to want to mate with women, partly because of the valuable benefit and possible outcome of creating children with her could produce, okay? Now, where do men get their value? Are men even valued? Absolutely, men are valued. But men derive their value from different place. See, by nature, when a man is born into the world, he doesn't really have any inherent value. He does have sperm and semen, but these are easy for women to procure. Any woman who has spent a Friday night at the bar knows how easy it is to get sperm and semen if she wants it. So this is not difficult for women to gain access to. It never has been. So this isn't really valuable to women. What is valuable? Well, all throughout history, and once again, this has been the instinct. All throughout history, women and men have bargained together to bring their value together to create more safety and security for the tribe and greater odds for successful reproduction. So men and women cooperate in this endeavor. So women bring the reproductive faculties. They also bring many other things that men just typically aren't that great at. You know, women are nurturing. They tend to be more empathetic. They tend to have a kinder, softer, gentler touch. They, you know, not just physically, but even emotionally and just in their presence than men do. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that, you know, on one side of the coin, you have women who are beautiful and fair and graceful. And then the other side, you have men who are kind of burly and rough and clumsy, right? And that's not to say that all men and women are that way. There's a spectrum. But when we're looking at the polarization of the masculine and the feminine, that's what we see, okay? A lot of people are afraid of this. And I even tiptoe through it, trying to be as careful as I can, because I'm not trying to say that an individual man or a woman has to be a certain way to be valid. I'm trying to answer, like provide a context for what I'm about to say about this comment. And we have to dig a little bit deep into the instincts surrounding the polarization of the masculine and the feminine to really get down to the basics of that. Okay, so that's why we're talking about this. That's why it's important. So a lot of people are afraid to talk about these things. I'm not. I don't care. I do care. I care very much because I think that this is fascinating and important. And I think that these are important things for men and women to understand. We need to understand the context so that we can become who we want to be. Okay. We have to understand what we're dealing with. We have to understand the instinctual context. We have to understand the evolutionary context. This is very important to understand our history so that we can know where we're going in the future, right? Now, men create value. Men are not inherently valued on the dating marketplace just for being men like women are. Men must create value. How do they do this? Well, by generating resources and solving problems to the end of providing safety and security for the members of his tribe, family, and circle. This is what it means to be a masculine man. This is what it means to be a man, evolutionarily speaking, in the sense of that's what women are looking for when they're trying to figure out what's attractive in a mate. So the kind of man who could generate resources and solve problems and provide safety and security, to boil it down, being an effective, competent, formidable man. Men have to create this value later in life, right? Women are born with their value already inside of them. They could create more of it, but they already are XYZ amount valuable based on their birth, just by being born as women. Men are not. Men must create all the value they're going to have. And they do this by doing what? Minding their business, getting their money, pursuing their purpose in life, leveling up mind, body, and spirit. You guys know where this is going. Shirking the victim mentality, embracing the alpha mentality, becoming radically self-responsible. Men create value for themselves by becoming formidable, effective leaders who lead their tribe, family, and circle to safety and security by virtue of their ability to generate resources and solve problems. This is how men create their value. This is why women are drawn to things like status, power, wealth, resource potential, and physical athleticism, and confidence and leadership capability. Because these are the types of values that a man who is engaged in this business of striving to create safety and security for the tribe will be leveling up, okay? So a lot of men get this twisted and they feel like it's not fair. They feel like men have to work a lot harder to be valued as highly as women. But it's important to understand that you're asking the wrong question when you start to go down this rabbit hole. We should not ask the question, well, how come women are more valuable than men? That doesn't seem fair and it doesn't seem balanced. This is the wrong question. Rather, we have to ask, how is the feminine valued and how is the masculine valued? And then what are they valued for? These things are different and they are balanced. They really are balanced. And as a man, I can say this. In fact, as a man, it's a glorious time to be a man. I'll be honest with you. In coaching women, in knowing many women and being with women and having female friends and female family members and through having interacted with many women and talking to them about their dating lives, talking to them about relationships, I'll be honest with you. And I will say that I think women have it harder today than men do. If you're a man who is minding your business, getting your money, pursuing your purpose, leveling up mind, body, spirit to become 1% better every day, and you're truly embracing the alpha mentality, you're not being a little beta, you're not being a weak man, you're not acting like a victim, but you're taking responsibility for your life, guess what? You can be the king of the world today, because so many men have lost sight of this. And as women often tell me, and I hear this so often, women say this so often, they'll say things like, the bar is set so low, so few men are trying to make anything of themselves. Now, I'm not trying to talk down on men in this episode. What I'm trying to demonstrate is that men can become valuable to women and they can become highly desirable, but that journey is different than the journey that women take, okay? Men and women have different journeys. They are different. They are somewhat polarized. And it's important for us to understand that as men, we shouldn't want to play a woman's game. We should want to play the man's game, right? Building resources, solving problems, generating revenue, creating assets that'll make money while we sleep, building our bodies to become physically powerful and formidable, learning to be powerful men of high status so that we can create more safety and security for our children and families. These are the things that we should take pride in as men, right? This is how we create value in the world and how we come to a point where women desire us. Okay, now with that context laid, let me just repeat this part of the question. What's the point if so much is needed from and or expected from men? A lot is expected from men, and rightfully so. This is the dichotomy. This is the natural order. And let me tell you this. When you do the work, you are greatly rewarded. It is glorious to live as a man in this world when you are living in abundance, when you walk around and you're just highly desirable and all kinds of women want to be with you and women are like competing for you and they're trying to get your attention and they're flirting with you. It is a glorious way to live as a man. But so many men who haven't gotten to that point because they haven't worked on themselves enough don't understand how glorious and how worthwhile that is and how amazing that is, because women are amazing. I love women. And the more that women look at me as a man of value and want to be a part of my life, the more life is amazing because of it, because women are not my mission. I just told you at the beginning of this episode what my purpose is. My purpose and mission in life are very clear. Do I need a woman to do that? No. However, I want a woman involved. I want maybe many women involved, right? I have a girlfriend right now. I love having her involved in my life. I have women who are friends. I love having them in my life. I think that women are just straight up amazing and I love them, okay? They make, and I use this metaphor all the time. life for a man is like a chocolate cake. You've got to bake an awesome chocolate cake. You got to do it on your own. Women are not the cake. Like, that's not the focus. You've got to build your life. But women are like an amazing cherry on top of the cake. They just make it that much more awesome. They're not necessary per se for you to be a successful man, but why would you want to go through life without them if you're a man who's interested in women? I just don't know. And I know that a lot of men are tempted to think that way, though, because they get a little bit bitter and upset and resentful when they realize that they have to compete for women's attention. You just have to apply yourself and become alpha, okay? Okay, so what's the point if so much is needed from and or expected from men? The point is to take pride in being a man, to be successful and to win in life. Like, my goal to be a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe, why would I care about doing those things? Why don't I just want to sit in my chair, become a potato, watch stuff on the internet, and drink myself into a coma? Like, why don't I want to do that? There's no glory in that. There's no pride to be found in that. There's no accomplishment to be found in that. I don't want that life. I don't want to live like a pathetic baked potato on the couch. I don't want to do that. I want to live and die a formidable, powerful man that is going to leave a legacy of greatness. Now, to me, this is where it comes down to. This is what I want. I desire this highly. Now, some people may not desire this. And to be honest, I don't know why they don't. I will be honest and I'll say there are some men who are like, I just don't want that. And there's a part of me that wonders why some men would say that. And I guess when I look back at myself, there was a time in my life when I probably didn't care about that as much either. And I'm going to tell you why it was, is because I didn't have any hope or faith in myself that I could actually become that. Okay. In other words, I was kind of living like a hopeless beta. I was just like, what's the point in trying, because I'll never succeed. But let me tell you something, that attitude only led to misery and destruction. Whereas the attitude I have now, it leads me to win. I win in my life now. I suffer failures, but ultimately I win all the battles I fight now instead of losing them like I did back then. Okay. So anyway, there's my two cents on that. Okay. So if we level, what's the point if so much is needed for men? And if we level ourselves up in such significant ways without a woman in our corner, then what do we need a woman for? What do we need a woman for? Well, we need a woman to have children. And children are one of the greatest legacies we can leave behind as men. Think about this. If you don't create offspring, your bloodline ceases with you. I don't know about you, but I don't want that to happen. I want my bloodline to continue. I want my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren to tell stories about how their great-grandfather was a complete badass in life who just created an empire out of nothing. I want them to tell stories of how I overcame my enemies, of how I created safety and security for my family, of how I helped pull the family through hard times. I want them to regale their children and their grandchildren with stories about me that would be like fairy tales. That's what I want. That brings me a lot of peace and a lot of happiness to think that this is the legacy I will leave if I become a great man. And it is the legacy you'll leave if you become a great man. To this day, I'll sit at the dining room table at dinner and I will tell my children stories of their grandfather and their grandmother who were great men and women who played a huge role in helping me to become the man I am today, right? And this is a legacy living on. And I'll encourage them to tell their children. And I will tell their children if I'm still alive at that point. And so the legacy continues. So many people don't care about legacy because they don't see any value in that. But I would urge you to reconsider. And if you don't see the value in creating a legacy and seeing your bloodline continue on, that's not what this video is about, but there's a whole concept I call the ladder of time, where it's our evolutionary responsibility to try to leave a legacy. And leaving children after we're gone, having our bloodline continue successfully, is one of the best ways to leave a powerful legacy that helps the future of humanity. So I believe it's important. So we need a woman for that reason. That's one reason. I don't know about you. I'm not growing no baby in a test tube in my bathtub, right? I'm not about that. I want to have it the old fashioned way. Now, with that being said, I also want women in my life for other things. I want a girlfriend, maybe a wife someday in my life. I've had a wife. I've been married. I've been divorced. If you watch much of my content, you know the story. But why do I want a woman in my life? When my girlfriend comes over, or when I go to her house, or when we go on a date, she adds value to my life that I don't, you know, that she adds unique value to my life. We hug each other. We are intimate. You know, she touches me in ways that no other humans do, right? Except for women. Women who are intimate with me touch me in a certain way that I don't get touched in other ways. And it's amazing. I love it. She encourages me. She inspires me. I tell her about my day and she tells me, you know, that I'm doing a great job. And she tells me that she is proud of me. And she tells me all these nice things. She doesn't have to say these things. I don't, quote unquote, need these things to feel good about myself, but it sure is nice to hear her say them, right? This is very nice. When she cleans my house, it's just a lot cleaner than when I do it myself. Why? You know, I have dated some sloppy women per se who didn't really put much effort into cleaning, but I'm going to tell you this, even the sloppiest women I've dated, when they put their mind to it and they really wanted to clean the house, did such a good job. And they made it feel so much more like a home here than I ever did. This is just something about women that when they come into a space, they make it a home, right? And I think that this goes back to, you know, John Gottman in the book, The Man's Guide to Women, he talks about this just a little bit. Imagine, like, you know, women would have had a strong incentive to want to make the cave a place where their caveman husband would have wanted to come back. Because once he creates children with them, you know, and the children are kind of fine and they're going to be taken care of to a point, what's to stop him from just running off to another cave and impregnating another woman and then hopping around and then creating 100 children that way? And surely some of them will get through, some of them will survive, right? And then he'll have successfully achieved his legacy. So it would have been in a woman's best interest to give him more than that reason for him to come back and to keep bringing meat home after the hunt. And so women have this way of getting you attached to them. And they have this way of, like, making the home a nice place where you want to come back to. And they have this way of making the environment at home feel safer in a way and more secure and more peaceful. And peaceful is actually a good word for it. So, you know, another thing is that I like my guy friends, but none of them are as hot as my girlfriend. I like to look at her and just admire her beauty. So that's another reason I want a woman in my life. I just enjoy them. Okay. And I'm a heterosexual man. I'm not about to have some hot bomb sex with my guy friends. I want to do that with my girlfriend too. I want to do that with the women I'm intimate with. And that's so much fun. And it's such a great part of life. I feel like that is a part of life that is in your best interest to make as awesome as you can. I think that there's a problem that comes from a sexless life. I think that that leads to a lot of, like, emotional and psychological and even physical problems. I really do. So I think it's in our best interest to try to succeed in that arena. Okay. We have a great incentive to do that. And women make it awesome. Okay. They just straight up make it awesome. I love women for so many reasons. So that would be my answer to that part of it. Like, why do we even need women? What could they offer? I kind of already answered that. Especially since they're so disloyal and would drop a man so easily. Listen, here's the thing. This is a very unpopular thing to say in some corners of the internet. I'm going to take a drink here. I'm drinking this flavored water, black cherry flavored water. And I also have an energy drink going here. Energy drinks are bad for you, but today it's my drug of choice. This is not a popular thing to say, especially in like red pill circles, because red pillers generally ignore this fact. But here's the truth of the matter. I have yet really to hear a story of a woman just choosing to drop a man who had his shit together, who was living in true alpha mentality. Usually, when you see a woman leaving a man, it's because, like, usually you can trace it back to a man not meeting his responsibilities as a man who's lost control of the frame of his life, a man who has allowed the chaos of life to dictate his destiny instead of creating it from the force of his masculine frame. This was the case with me. I could point fingers and say, my wife left me, blah, 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 I'm a victim. But that's not what happened. What happened was I wasn't a strong man, and this eventually wore on her, and then she left to try to find a better deal because she did not see me as being the optimal chance for her safety and security. This is not to say that women are inherently disloyal. This is to say that women are hardwired to pursue safety and security, even at the expense of leaving a man that they quote unquote loved. A lot of men don't like this. They think that this is not fair. But here's the thing. If you keep your shit together and you stay alpha and you stay in control and you continue to move the family at an upward trajectory, if she was really into you to begin with, she will not leave. She will not leave. I have never yet had a woman even, like, since I've gotten my alpha mentality straight and I've been living with this mode that I live with now, women do not leave me. They just don't. They don't leave my frame. They try to get into relationships with me. They want to be a part of my life. Why? Because I actually have something to offer in the sense of like safety and security. And they see that I'm a man who owns my life, who controls my destiny, and I'm building an empire. And they think that sounds like a good deal. I'd like to be involved and I'll give you some bomb sex while we're at it. And that is a hell of a deal, man. I don't know what about that speaks to disloyalty. Like, what that tells me is if a man is self-responsible, he can write his own dating check. He can take complete control of his dating outcomes. And this is what I have found to be true. I can pretty much take complete control of my dating outcomes. If I want to have a good dating life, I can do it. If I want to build a rotation of several women and date them all, I can do it. If I want to have a great girlfriend, I can do it. It's not difficult now because the difficult part is becoming truly alpha. You see what I'm saying? As men, we have to create that value in life. So I kind of disagree with the last comment, the last part of that comment. If that's what it meant, I don't know. Once again, respectfully, I thank the commenter for leaving this. And I'm going to do more of this responding to comments because I think this is good to have a dialogue and to talk about the things that matter. I want to talk about the things that really matter to people. So if you leave a comment, there's a good chance I'll react to it. And then I'll give my 2 cents for what it's worth. Or in this case, more like 3 or 4 cents because we've been talking for a little while now. But all right, that's going to be it for this one, I think. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.